Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program, we're going to be talking about success in education, and it's real. We'll be talking to Tim Conley and Dr. Dana Ryan and also Ray Bacon. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Sean Carey joins Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. This is going to be a terrific show today. We have two great guests. Dr. Dana Ryan is director of the Washoe County School District Signature Academies in Career and Technical Education. And Tim Conley is the board president for Nevada Skills USA. Pleasure to have you both here. As we're seeing the recovery, and aside from news coverage, which always, I think, tends to lag, I think that we're seeing lots of businesses either expand, grow, move to Nevada. And where are we as far as students being prepared to get into the industries?
Well, I think that we still have a skills gap, but I think we are making great strides in getting kids ready. Our programs in Washoe County School District are growing. We're seeing more kids get to a second and third year level in a career and technical education program, meaning that they have now acquired the academic skills, the technical skills, the employability skills to really solve real life problems and go out and be a good part of our workforce, whether they matriculate to post-secondary education first and then become part of the workforce, or if they just go into the workforce. Our programs are growing significantly. We had, twice as many kids get to that third level this year than we had last year, and we think that that's going to continue to grow.
And how many people are knocking on your door saying, we need more of what you have?
Lots of people are knocking on our doors. Parents are knocking on our door. Businesses knocking on our door, because we know that we have a problem in Northern Nevada, and so we have to get kids prepared to be able to take their rightful place in highly skilled jobs of the future.
That's been my mantra for, 15 years that you and I have known each other and things
right.
like that. You know, it's one of those situations, you and I talked before the program started. It's one of those situations when you take a look at this, the career and technical academies in Southern Nevada, those have got about an 8 years head start on what we're doing at this end of the state. One of the CTE schools down south this year had 3,300 applicants for 400 positions. So
wow.
that's an 8X factor of what, 8X plus for what the need is. the capacity that Dana is growing right now, because they're taking a different approach here with the Signature Academies, where there will be a CTE program in each one of the schools. First of all, it's got long-term advantages because it takes the existing schools and elevates each one of those. Typically, down south, the graduation rate in the CTAs is 97-98% plus, and the percentage that go on to some sort of post-secondary is up in the range of about 80-85%. So if all the schools in this state were doing that good, we don't have a problem.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things, Steve Hill was on the program, the governor's economic development director, and talking about that there's no industrial buildings left in the state, mm-hmm. that everything has been absorbed. And so now we're going to need to see more buildings going up. Already seeing Dermody, for example, putting up spec buildings. And there's what, close to $9 billion worth of projects in Southern Nevada that are ready to go. So how does what you're doing play into all of this?
Well, I think our students, especially in our CTE programs and our CTSOs, they're being trained in so many different areas, so many different disciplines, that it's not just construction trades anymore. We're not putting out carpenters and plumbers and woodworkers. We're putting out the draftsmen, the computer programmers, the electricians, everything from the ground floor up. So when you look at construction like that and you look at industries like that, from the start to the finish, they need people that have these skills and the trades that we have, and we're pushing students in every one of those areas.
You know, it's interesting. Latest statistics, 100,000 people moved to Southern Nevada in the last year, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's approaching the rates that we saw during the boom years, and yet we still have high unemployment in the construction trades. How do you see that? How are those people not being reabsorbed back into the industries?
Well, I would tell you that we have a couple of issues. One is a persistence perseverance issue.
What does that mean?
That means that we have spent a lot of time not teaching folks, kids in particular right at the moment, to overcome challenges. And so they don't always know how to solve problems. They don't have a skill. They don't stick with something long enough to actually develop a skill. And so I think we have a whole group of people who simply haven't done those things. They need to get trained in a skill, and they need to stick with something long enough to go out and be a productive part of the workforce. And I think that's what we are really working at in career and technical education, is teaching kids to stick with something through a 3 or a 4 year period, to really take all of the skills that they have and learn how to apply them to a problem and come up with a solution that's a real life solution. That teaches them not only those skills and makes them good employees, but it teaches them this internal motivation to persevere, to stick with something. You know, I have a daughter who is in her first job, and every day she calls and says, "Oh, I just hate this job. It's so hard." And I go, "Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, stick with it. It'll get easier next week." And it does. But she's had a difficult time making this transition to our productive workforce, because even she has struggled with, how do I get past the hard stuff? And I think we have to really work on that, not only with our group of folks who are not currently employed and are having a difficult time finding jobs, but with kids.
All right, let's take a break. Fascinating topic. Lots more to come right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Dana Ryan and Tim Conley. In the last segment, you were talking about, you know, persistence and application. And I went to a very scary meeting with the Clark County School District. We're putting together, our nonprofit is putting together another series of programs for the school district. And what this lady told me was that the way they are teaching now is to the attention span in high school of 10 minutes, that if they don't change the topic within 10 minutes, that they lose the class. That, to me, is frightening.
Well, we don't have that luxury of teaching for 10 minutes in a CTE classroom or in a Signature Academy classroom because real-life problems don't happen in 10 minutes. And so frequently, and Tim can address this as a CTE teacher, but frequently the problems that our students are approaching in those classes are long-term problems. They have to go out and find. They have to identify the problem. They have to identify the solution. They try to find a solution. They work with that. They work with whatever they've come up with. Oh, it didn't work so very well. Now we're going to go back to the drawing board and do it again. But that doesn't happen in 10 minutes. I mean, I think you can address how you guys approach that in a CTE classroom.
Well, and I think we've always been proponents of weird teaching application of knowledge. We've always taught application of knowledge, whether it be the academic skills that the students are learning in their classes, or whether it be the trades that we're teaching them, or the leadership roles that we're teaching them in our CTSOs. We teach through that application, and application of knowledge, it automatically gains attention. It grabs them, it holds them, and that's what gets them reeled into these programs, because they're seeing not only this is what I learned earlier, but this is how it applies to what's going on in the real world. And I think that type of mentality is growing in our students, and it's keeping their attention spans longer. I've heard the same thing you did about the 10-minute attention span, and at times you can see it. As a high school teacher, I can tell you can see it. But you've got to be able to grab those kids and be able to bring them in, and doing what we do, hands-on, real-world application of knowledge, really pulls them in.
Well, and remember, so much of what we've done forever in schools has been a lecture, classroom lecture-type operation. Technology is changing all that, okay? And the thing that happens more than any other single factor, in my estimation, the CTE programs, is the kids are absolutely engaged. They're engaged from the minute they walk into the classroom. When Project Lead the Way, the first time I actually saw it was in the Roseville area. And these are ninth graders that are going through and doing DNA samples and things like that, and they've been given a blank set, and they're sitting there. Do you go tell the folks that, by the way, you're going to die of cancer or whatever? And those are pretty heavy discussions for ninth graders to be getting into, and they were having that discussion. And that teacher was a first-year teacher, and it was a two-hour class. Not a single kid was disengaged any time during the 2 hours. And that we don't find in the normal classroom.
Well, just so to go back to the original question about the 10-minute attention span, I don't think it has to do with content. I think it has to do with presentation, because we're not saying that academics versus CTE, we're not in that boat. We're taking all of the pieces, putting them together, and engaging kids in real problem solving. And I think that if we maybe took that approach in academic classrooms a little bit more, moving away from a lecture model, you'd see an attention span from kids that was a little bit longer.
Well, you know, and I have to agree with you, because I remember, you know, back 100 years ago when I was in school, and we did physics, and the first, you know, 6 weeks were drawing bar magnets, and I was falling asleep. If they'd have said, let's build a radio station, I'd have been in like Flynn. Tim, I wanted to jump to you here before we run out of time, because you guys have gotten a whole lot of awards here. So I'd like you to address that, and congratulations.
Thank you. Skills USA just had our state championships at the end of last month, and we have over 61 chapters in Nevada, school, secondary and post-secondary. And the championships were amazing. We had a really good show out, and our kids did great. I had some kids from my school that came out, gold medal winners, which was nice. We teach so many different disciplines that it's nice when I can bring seven students down and they're all in different program areas. And, you know, when you bring those kids down and three of them come back with medals, it seems like a really a good moment for them as well.
And let me throw in, which is important. Yesterday at this Washoe County School Board, they decided to put more money into CTE programs.
They did. They approved $8.5 million for upgrades to five schools to increase the area, the space that they have, and what they're able to offer in current technical education. Those, all five of those, are current technical education.
And that's great, but is that enough? I mean, do we need to see more money being put into this? Because it seems as though, you know, I mean, for example, you know, keep your fingers crossed, this Tesla project for Nevada is still alive. And, you know, if we ended up that, what is it, 4,600 jobs?
They claim it's 6,500 jobs, but that'll be over a relatively long period of time.
Right, but I mean, we would need to ramp up dramatically to be able to deal with that.
And I agree with that, but we're not looking this gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, no, and I say congratulations to the school.
$8.5 million is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we get a lot of funding through federal Perkins, state money also. So we have a lot of money. Here's what I would tell you. Not every program in Career Tech Ed needs a great facility. What they need more than anything is a great teacher. But we have lots of programs in business and in early childhood and in education and in IT that don't require huge facilities. We can do with what we have. We really need great teachers.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Please come back. Fascinating topic, and it's only growing. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
All hands on deck!
The premium cod sandwich combo and 21-piece shrimp combo, available for a limited time, only at your local A&W.
While other dealers are always screaming about being number one, at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we think our customers are number one and our products are number one. Like the back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the new 2014 Ram Quad Cab 5.7-liter Hemi 4x4 for only $28,000. 2014 Hemi Express Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,500. And save up to $11,500 on the final remaining 2013 Ram trucks. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you.
We want it for you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys, and we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
All hands on deck.
The premium cod sandwich combo and 21-piece shrimp combo, available for a limited time, only at your local A&W.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sean Carey is here, political columnist for the Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine, and a prime Reno baker, which we're very happy about. And Heidi Smith is former Republican National Committee woman. Ray Bacon is the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Pleasure to have you all here. in a very unique statement the governor put out yesterday afternoon concerning the BLM roundup that's going on in Southern Nevada. The governor said, due to the roundup by the BLM, my office has received numerous complaints of BLM conduct, road closures, and other disturbances. I have recently met with state legislators, county officials, and concerned citizens to listen to their concerns. I have expressed these concerns directly to the BLM. Most disturbing to me is the BLM's establishment of a First Amendment area that tramples on Nevadans' fundamental rights under the U.S. Constitution. To that end, I have advised the BLM that such conduct is offensive to me and countless others, and that the First Amendment area should be dismantled immediately. No cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists, nor the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans. That's a pretty powerful statement from this governor.
This is one of those issues that you rarely see where the folks on the left and the folks on the right in the press are absolutely totally aligned, that says, BLM, I'm sorry, you know, despite the fact that there's folks in Washington that don't necessarily follow the Constitution, you're out of bounds.
Well, and it's interesting because this, for those that may not be familiar with this story, although I think they're going to be very familiar if this goes on much longer, is it's about a rancher in Southern Nevada that has been grazing his cows on BLM land and had been told over the years that the cows have to be removed. He's been fined. On a legal basis, he has no standing. But the BLM is going in with overwhelming force. Hundreds of armed officers, reports of snipers on hillsides. I mean, this is crazy. Helicopters.
Only one helicopter, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay, well, is that enough?
What is going on with the people at the BLM? I mean, look at it's from the wild horses, now we have this. I mean, I just don't understand it. And this is one of the reasons why I certainly have to side with the right when they say that Nevada needs to be more in control of our open lands, because this story is the pinnacle of ridiculousness. And that statement from the governor is very, very telling to me, because our governor typically does not say anything that pointed about anything, and for him to come out that strongly, I think is very, very good.
And the Las Vegas Review Journal is doing extensive coverage on this, and people like Tom Mitchell on his blog are also covering it.
But do you remember the last time this came up? The last time the government came in,
the Sagebrush Rebellion.
The Sagebrush Rebellion. I remember speaking with women out there who said, "We can tell who is ours and who is theirs. They've got brand new jeans on, brand new boots. Their shirts have presses in them. Are they that stupid?" I think maybe they are. Once you get a kingdom, you want to hold on to it, and I think that's what the BLM is doing. We now have a new head of the BLM. If he can't fix this, then he needs to be thrown out.
Well, he only just got the job, so let's at least
give him 2 weeks.
I want to direct people also to John L. Smith's recent column in the Las Vegas Review Journal, where he went to visit at the ranch and came across all kinds of BLM enforcement officers blocking the roads, forcing him around there, and all of them armed to the teeth.
Yeah. And this is hearsay, and I will tell you right up front it's hearsay, but it appears that they have armed people that have never been through law enforcement officer training. Obviously, there's a bunch of folks that have for BLM, but apparently, in the effort for this whole thing, they're just taking folks that are normally biologists and things like that and putting weapons on them, and that's
scary.
That's high risk, really high risk.
It really is.
I just don't understand why this swatting at a mosquito with a hammer type approach is really a good form of governance, because it really, really isn't. And this is going to get more serious.
Well, I think that part of the reason is that there was concern that there were a lot of people coming down from Elko County. And this, again, is rumor and hearsay. They were coming down, they were armed. There have been a lot of people that have come down, but there has been no trouble whatsoever. The son of the rancher was arrested for being on the side of the road taking photographs, and the idea that we would rope off a small area for freedom of speech,
which it's an offensive to every journalist.
Well, I think it's offensive to
every citizen as well.
What are we going to do about it if this keeps up? You think everybody in all the out counties are going to sit there? No, I will go down and help them if they need it.
Well, if the BLM is watching,
and
I'm sure at some point, yes, that the return of Heidi Smith. Go ahead.
There's the black helicopter. Now we know where it's going to be. But, you know, this isn't a protest. I mean, to put the First Amendment in a spot, I mean, this isn't the Westboro Baptist Church trying to get a permit to picket something. I mean, this is a place where people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate. And I am so tired of, it seems like every time we turn around, like I said, from the wild horses, now this, there is a serious, serious problem.
Hey, what about the sage grouse?
Well,
the
other thing that you know, I'm curious to see is, you know, how quickly our congressional delegation responds to this.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully quicker than not Reagan.
During an election year? Interesting.
And I suspect you'll find our congressional delegation, regardless of party, lined up saying, you've crossed the line.
Well, it really is a scare. And again, I direct you to the legitimate news source of the Las Vegas Review Journal to keep up on this story. But I think you're going to hear a lot more, and hopefully it will not become violent. It is a threat of violence at this point in time, but not violent. And over removing cows from BLM land.
That's, you're not taking my hamburger away from me.
Okay.
And they're going to spend a lot of money to do it, too.
Absolutely. It's already over $1 million.
Yeah.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
There are two things you should know. First thing, shop Grocery Outlet first and save the most. Second thing, Grocery Outlet also has an amazing selection of wine.
And handcrafted beer.
Those are the two things I want you to know. Should also know about this great deal.
During our wine sale, save up to 76% versus elsewhere. Wow!
Grocery Outlet, a bargain market.
Feeling like you need to get away? But without the money to make it happen? At Cashco, we can help you have fun in the sun before payday. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
Discover the textures of the Starving Artists Art Sale. Discover the beauty that real hand-painted oils can bring to your home. Original sofa-sized paintings sold elsewhere for hundreds of dollars, as low as $19. Smaller paintings from $9, and absolutely nothing over $69. This Saturday only, discover the Starving Artists Art Sale. In Reno at the Ramada Hotel. Original sofa-sized oil paintings from $19. This Saturday only, 10 to 4.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Jill Derby will be here and we'll be talking about what appears to be the failure of the Middle East peace talks. Same next broadcast.